Okay, I'm coming down to get close and personal, okay? You may be going, whoa. So thinking about this past year, we've all experienced a lot of things, but the things that I really am interested in and hope that you are as well is, as we gather for worship, one of the outcomes, ideally, for worship is that we encourage each other. And one of the ways that we can encourage each other is to hear how God has been moving and working in my life, in your life, because he works that way in your life, he can work that way in my life. And he fixed your problem and solved an issue in your life, he can do mine as well. And I'd like to hear about that. I'm starting in Philippians chapter 1, and I'll be in Philippians. If you want to look there, that's fine. Philippians chapter 1, in verse 6, Paul is talking to the church, a new church, new believers who have had issues and struggles and trials. And he says to them, chapter 1, verse 6, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That tells me that I'm not an unfinished project. Now, I've got some of those in my shop, in my house. I got some things that are unfinished. They've been there. Maybe you've got some of those as well. But when God speaks through his word to us, that's an encouragement to me. It reminds me of some gardening or some, if you're a gardener, although we have several that are gardeners. And there often is more work to the garden than you anticipate. You can't just throw seeds out and next day go up and pull that tomato. It takes a little tending. It takes some paying attention to what's going on. It takes a little fertilizer, a little barnyard. It takes a little time, takes some water. You have to maybe prune some of those suckers off of there to get the tomato that you want. You have to tend it. That may be a crude illustration, but God tends to us as well. When we become believers, when we accept his salvation, we don't know it all. We still don't know it all after 30, 40, 50 years. We can hopefully continue learning and experiencing the goodness and the grace of God throughout our lives as we add grace upon grace upon grace, knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge. Anything you do, hopefully there is an accumulation of knowledge and wisdom, tricks of the trade, if you, whatever trade you happen to be in. You learn things along the way. They didn't have YouTube during these days. YouTube has helped me a whole lot with my handyman stuff and learning some tricks and shortcuts, which is fine. And then when you get into stuff, you experience it and say, well, that trick didn't work, but I found out this works. And you learn. And you acquire this knowledge. And as we experience the goodness and the grace of our Heavenly Father along through time and opportunity, we learn more and more about him. All right, so we've been thinking about the past year. What about the present? What's going on right now? Scripture says, I'm in chapter 2, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act or to do according to his good purpose. So there's two parts there. God has a part and we have a part. Okay, did you catch that? He says to the church, you're to work out, not work for, but to work out. To apply, to understand, to put into action what is it God has done in you, for you, and is willing to do through you. We don't work for that, but God has provided for us, so we work it out. We make the application. So God is the one who, through his tender care and his challenges and his chastisements, his provision, his direction, his question, all these things, is working in us the will to be obedient and to submit to his lordship and then to do as he leads us to do. Our human nature, well, I can't speak for you, so I have to talk about me. I'm rebellious. I think I have some donkey DNA in me, because I just go, and want to sit down sometimes. And God patiently is pulling me and leading me and prompting me and challenging me in a variety of ways. And I understand the correct way to go. But it is God who works in me to change and work on my will and to do what he needs to have done. My part, he says, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now the fear, there is a little bit of that trepidation and afraid part there, but mostly the idea here in fear is a reverential respect and awe for one who's in authority. I've always had those in authority, police, military. I've always had great respect for those authority figures. And God is the one who is moving and working. And our part is to recognize his authority and his lordship, his sovereignty over all, fear and trembling. Now, I want to use a real crude example here from my in-laws. Back when Melissa's dad was alive, I used to coon hunt with him. And when we'd get ready to go hunting, he'd turn the dogs loose, big old walker dogs, and they'd just go to trembling, and they were excited. They were ready to hunt. They weren't afraid. They did just what he told them to do after some coaxing. But they were ready to go. And so that's what comes to my mind when I read this, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, to recognize who God is and such an awesome God, and to be ready to go. Be ready to act and to move in the direction that God is pointing us and leading us. Henry Blackaby years ago, and it's understanding doing the will of God, talked about joining God where he's at work. Okay, and that's the deal, because God doesn't join us. We join him. He's calling the shots. So as we think about what's going on in the here and now, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That leads me to another scripture here in Philippians chapter 3. To be enabled to do that, Paul says, one thing I do, and you know where I'm going with this, forgetting what is behind. We leave the past in the past. Forget what's behind. And straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Stuff may be going on in your life right now. Some things that have, you know, we've left some things behind, and we learn the lessons of those things behind. We leave those things in the past, and we move on to what God has got before us to claim the prize. And Paul uses a couple of very intense terms here. He says, I'm straining towards what is ahead, and I'm pressing forward, straining and pressing. There's some exertion, some energy, some spizzerinctum, I like that word, enthusiasm to move ahead with what God is calling us to do, to be his people, his time, in this city, in this place, doing the mission he's laid in front of us. What do you see in the immediate future that God is laid before us? Chapter 3, verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So this coming year and beyond, you know, someone said, you know, our Father in heaven has the cattle on 1,000 hills. Well, I wish you'd sell one for me once in a while. Well, he does. He does, or he'll butcher one. He provides in his time, in his way. Our problem is impatience. We want to move him along quickly. Come on, God, you're not moving fast enough. Let me be in charge. And then we get in trouble. But the key is, my God will meet all your needs. And we forget sometimes to pray. We think, well, this is just a little thing. God's not concerned about that. You know what? I've seen him in the past year provide a house for my son Ben. a car for Dan just recently, and Susanna just got saved this last week, little granddaughter. So he provides, and through Christ Jesus, he provides. It's just unlimited. There is no limit to what God can or will do. It's just a matter of, are we going to wait on his timing? Are we going to trust him? Or are we going to try to act in such a way as to make it happen? I suspect that if you're like me and we try to make things happen, it winds up like a big mess. It's just a mess. And then we cry out, God, what's happened? He said, well, I tried to tell you, wait on me. And you didn't want to do it. Now here you are. So the challenge for us, I think, in the coming year is to press on toward the things that God lays before us. As we read his word, we know in our heart and our mind the things that God presses on us and leads us to think through his presence of his spirit, we know. And our human nature wants to go, no, I don't want to do that. And we get goaded by Satan. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to go this way. You want to go this way. You don't want to do that. And so it's a constant struggle. But the promise is that, as he mentioned in the beginning, I'm confident that he who began a good work in you will complete it to the end. He's not dropping us. He's not leaving us. He's not abandoning us. It may feel that way at times. It may seem that, where are you, God? Habakkuk prayed, no problem. How long, oh Lord, are we going to put up with all this violence? We see what's going on. And our world is full of junk going on right now. And we can pray the same prayer. But the promise of the word is, he is near us all the time. He doesn't go away. And he's, as we have gathered in this place for the purpose of worshiping and sharing, you've heard the stories how God has moved and worked among us, among his church, his people right here. And so we take that assurance and that awareness, and we we move into the unknown future. The one thing we do know is that God's there waiting on us. That's what we can know about the future. He's there. He's waiting on us. And he's not only is he waiting on us, but he's encouraging us to come on his path at his time, in his way. As long as we stay in his path, we're going to be okay. That's what Wesley read for us this morning in Psalm 1. You know, this is the way we walk, in God's path. That's the way that we can be guaranteed of that relationship and that blessing. Well, I'm at an end for that part. So we're going to have prayer, and I'll ask our deacons to come forward, and we will move into our communion time. Okay. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the grace of your presence and these brothers and sisters. Thank you for the promises and the challenges and the wisdom in your word. And we do thank you for the way that you have moved and worked, and for the testimony we've heard this morning, and for the encouraging word and the challenging word. And we do anticipate the coming year and years that as we move with you, there will be continued blessing and movement and provision in whatever way is necessary and needed. And we submit to your lordship in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.